In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. In today's gospel, our Lord is telling us how much he loves the sinner, how far he's willing to go for the sinner. And he shows us a faithfulness, a persistence in this that is something that is admirable for us to see and appreciate, but for us also to imitate. And this tenacity, if you will, of God constantly pursuing the sinner, I believe we've all experienced it. Our Lord will not leave us just comfortable in our sins, but he will come and agitate us. Our conscience will bother us. We will be aggravated. And in my book on children's Sunday morning storyland, there is a story about a dog. I can't think of the dog's name now. But it's a make-up story, so I can put any dog's name there you want. But this dog was very faithful, and every day he would take the newspaper to meet his master at the train station. When his master came home on the evening train, the dog was there on the deck waiting for the master with the newspaper in his hand, ready to greet the master. And when this master came in, he'd give the master the newspaper, and of course the newspaper wasn't chewed up, it didn't have holes. This dog was very careful not to ruin his master's newspaper, but he was very glad to see him. And on the walk home, the dog would wag his tail, run around, run ahead, look back, make sure that he hadn't lost sight of his master. He was a good and faithful dog. But then the master had to go away for several weeks. And that dog would get the newspaper, he would go there to the train station as the evening train was coming in, and he'd sit there with the newspaper in his mouth waiting, with his tail wagging for his master, and his master would not come. And the dog would drop the newspaper and walk very sadly back home. Day after day, that dog went to the train station. Day after day, his master wasn't on the train. And I think if that were any of us, we'd say, oh, to heck with the master. I'm not going to the train station anymore. It's a waste of time. It's very disappointing. But no, the dog is faithful and he continues, no matter how long it takes, until eventually one day the master comes home again. And if I were that dog, I'd be very angry with that master and I'd give him a piece of my mind. But no, the dog has forgotten all the injury that he felt, all the pain that he's felt, all that's put behind him. And he is just happy to see his master once again. And I say there is a lesson there for all of us to learn about perseverance, about overlooking one another's faults. The book doesn't really tell us why the master had to go away. And very often we don't know why someone may have offended us, why we're being ignored by this one or that one. But we must be ready to forgive. And this story is related to us because this is how Christ acts towards us. There's actually, I believe it is a poem entitled The Hound of Heaven. And it refers to God, to Christ. Christ is hounding us. He's after us. If we've been lost, we've strayed, and as the hound pursues its prey, it doesn't give up. It's tenacious. It keeps going and going and going until he finds it. And we find those same words in today's gospel. Our Lord says, the shepherd who has 100 sheep, if he loses one, he goes in search of it until he finds it. He doesn't give up. He keeps searching until he finds that sheep that was lost. The woman who has 10 drachmas and she loses one, she lights a lamp, she sweeps the house, and she searches until she finds it. She doesn't give up, no matter how long it takes. And I often encourage sinners, those in the receiving the sacrament of penance, don't give up. No matter how far you've fallen, Christ still wants you back. And he will keep hounding you. As long as you're alive, there is still hope. God hasn't abandoned you. God hasn't given up on you. He still wants you. He is still pursuing you. After you die, the pursuit is over. Either you are eternally with him or eternally separated from him. But while there is breath, there is still hope, because Christ is this good shepherd. Christ is this woman searching, lighting a lamp, looking. And we are the lost sheep. We are the lost drachma. Do you know what a drachma is? No? It's a coin. It's, a very valuable coin. She searches for her money that was lost until she finds it. God searches for us. He left heaven to come to this earth to find us, to save us. We are his children. We are his sheep. We are the drachma, the valuable coin that was lost, the one sheep that had gone astray. Christ doesn't give up on us. He comes pursuing us over and over again, our entire life. And he will only stop with our last breath. And so we have reason to hope. And of course, reason to hope is not reason to be presumptuous. We tend to go to extremes and say, well, if God keeps hunting for me until I die, then I'll wait until I'm just about to die and say, here I am, Lord, come and take me. I'm sorry for all my sins. And then I'll just get into heaven like the good thief on the cross. And I say, that is the sin of presumption. You've just added another sin to your many sins. Another sin God wants you to repent of. If you really love God, you don't want to make him wait. If you really love that dog who is so faithful, showing up every day waiting for you, you will start to show up every day to pat him on the head, to reward him for his faithfulness and tell him you're sorry for making his life miserable, causing him all that pain, all that suffering. And that is what we must do for Christ. He has come to this earth. He has sacrificed his life. He hung upon the cross, suffered tremendously because of our sins. And I say our sins collectively, but also our sins individually. Christ died for my sins, my faults, my failings, me personally. He thought of me as he hung on the cross, and he thought of you, each and every one of you, by name. He knows your sins. And he hung upon the cross and suffered for them. He pursues you, even though you have turned away from him. He comes faithfully, like that noble dog in the story. He keeps pursuing us. And all he wants is for us to say, I'm sorry. And he's ready to forgive everything. It's all forgotten. That is what love does. That is what true faithfulness is. And Christ is this lover. Christ is this faithful God. And it seems strange that God becomes the one pursuing us, and not we, the ones who pursue Christ. Why do we not show such perseverance as that dog in pursuing Christ. That dog in the story, if he were human and were serving Christ, do you think he would show up late for the train? Do you think he would show up late for Mass? Do you think he would be tired and sleep in on the days when it's hot, I don't want to go out to the train station, I don't want to bother, it's too hard? No, even when the Master was not there, even when he wasn't rewarded, he was there on time, day after day. And I say, if we had as much faithfulness as that dog, we would show up to church. We would show up for Mass. We would study our catechism when it's time to study. No matter whether we got patted on the head or not, we would show up day after day after day, faithful to Christ. And in the spiritual life, many of the saints have spoken, like St. John of the Cross, of the dark night of the soul. We show up to God in prayer. We show up to God at Mass. We show up to God day after day with our sacrifices. St. John in the religious life. And there is no pat on the head. There is no consolation. There is, on the contrary, this feeling of abandonment. And I can imagine that poor little dog in our story felt abandoned every day. But yet he continued. And so I say, even if there is no consolation, we don't get the pat on the head from God, we don't have that feel-good emotion, that we still need to show up day after day. We have to put forth our best and persevere as Christ has persevered in pursuing us. We must love God even if we don't get the pat on the head. We must serve Him even if we don't hear, "Good boy, good dog." We persevere because we love Him. We love Him because He has loved us first. We persevere in this darkness to prove our loyalty, as He has persevered in the darkness, and He has shown us time and time again His loyalty to us. And so we are all sinners. We are all the lost sheep. Christ has come for us. He's searching for us. Let us allow Him to find us. Let us begin searching for Him. Let us begin showing up in our prayer, in our devotion, day after day. Let us not forget our prayers and say, "I'm too tired, it's too far, it's too difficult." Stop making excuses. If you truly loved God, you would be there. If you were truly faithful, you would be there. So if you have such a faithful animal at home, see that God is teaching you a lesson. He's showing you, you must be like this dog. You should already be better than this dog who is so faithful, who is so loyal. Why can you not be as loyal, as faithful to God, as your pets are faithful and loyal to you? Benedictio Dei Omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendit super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.